Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Moving into health, the health zone, if you will. Healthcare is our focus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is the expert. Dr. Doug Steffen is here practicing medicine without a license, and I know enough to be dangerous. So here we go. Away we go. Another hour of helpful information from the forbidden doctor who's done everything in his career from being a radio host. He's a Nurka chiropractor. Out in Salt Lake City, he and his wife have a fabulous clinic that so many people go to every week. What did you tell me when we were talking about this earlier? You have hundreds of patients every week, and they all take energy from you. That's one of, you know, that's one of the things that I need to ask you. I haven't really ever asked you this, whether it was in person, on the air, in private. But when you are treating people as you do, for those of you who know what chiropractic is, then let's go one step further into another specialized area. Matter of fact, I was, who was I with this weekend in Florida, and I had them looking up Nurka chiropractic, where there were Nurka chiropractors. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who the heck it was, but anyway, somebody who was telling me about their neck and their spine, and so I said, go find a Nurka chiropractor. And so anyway, the point here is to discuss what people don't know about how the Nurka world works. How is it you can do with your hands by working on a person's shoulder or their neck, the upper cervical area, or what other chiropractors do over the whole body? How is it that you and that those movements work? It's kind of like a miracle.
Well, most chiropractors are looking for segments in the spine that are fixed in their normal range of motion, kind of locked up. And so they will apply a short thrust, light thrust in that area to get that segment mobilized again. What I'm doing is going to the reason why they lock up. And they lock up because muscle tone changes, the tightness, the strength of muscles in the back will be altered by the way the head sits on top of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, you know, imagining standing on one foot, your arms out, maintaining your balance, and slightly leaning to one side or the other. You got to quickly put your other foot down or you're going to fall. Mm-hmm. Well, your body does that when the head tips on top of the neck as a result of some kind of accident or injury that impacts the body. It doesn't have to be to the head. I mean, it could be a car accident, sitting still, it could falling to your hands and feet, someone coming up behind you and, hey, Dougie, and slapping you on the back. Little things like sleeping wrong, you know, getting with
falling on the ice
couch.
Like I did the other day. My neck, my back, my hip.
Yeah, things like that.
You're too far away. I can't get you to fix it, but I sure could use it because that really, I mean, I fell down twice. The ice was so bad here. And you can't get a grip. I bought those cleats to go on my boots now.
Yeah, that's smart.
But it's other than that, it's really dangerous for people, no matter what your age. And you really do throw. I mean, I can feel it in my head and my neck. You know when you have twisted or turned or
doing
my little stretch out now, when you've done that to your body, you know you can feel it.
When the head starts to tip ever so slightly, just 0.75 degrees on top of the neck, gravity is no longer pulling your head straight through the spine. Gravity is pulling out to one side or the other, and so muscles will tighten up instinctively, trying to prevent your body from twisting you into a pretzel. Your body has these defensive mechanisms in the central nervous system to keep your feet, or your head, between your feet. And when gravity starts to distort
the
spine, well, that's so you can go find your food.
Yeah.
You know, your brain wants food.
Right.
So the brain moves the muscles. The brain heals the bones so the muscles will work. The brain drives the energy-derived systems from your digestion so it can be fed. It's the brain that's in control of everything. And when the brain transitioning into the spinal cord, coming out of the skull into the neck, is altered in its normal function to some degree because of pressure brought to bear from that misalignment, symptoms can be anything. That's why I see all kinds of stuff in my clinic you wouldn't normally expect to see in a chiropractor's office. I was taking care of somebody yesterday for bipolar. Oof. And when they're holding their correction, they're fine. When they lose their correction, they start dropping back into mania again.
Why would that be? Explain how that's drastic. That's sort of a you wouldn't expect that to happen. So what's the connection? How does what you do fix
There's
that?
A tremendous California interchange of nerves at the base of the skull, at the top of the neck.
What does it mean, California? What does that mean?
California Highway. Excuse me. A California Highway interchange.
Oh.
Like where the 5 meets the 110.
Eight highways come together, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Where they all come together, and if you don't know where you're going, you could end up in China if you don't have enough, you know, experience moving through that.
Yeah.
Well, that network of nerves is filtering information coming from the body into the brain and from the brain down to the body. And the body has these feedback mechanisms. They're called positive feedback, negative
feedback.
It's
sort of the hip bone's connected to the neck bone, the neck bone's connected
to the...
Well,
it's more than that. The chiropractors are nervous system doctors. They're not bone doctors. They're nervous system doctors. And the way they work on the nervous system is to stop the intrusion of bony misalignments against the nervous system that will cause the nervous system to be somewhat dysfunctional. So when that spine is brought back into alignment, all that extra energy, that stress, everything calms down. Now, there's very sensitive areas at the top of the neck that directly affect something called the hippocampus in the brain, where your emotional centers are. Direct wiring to that area. And when that area is disturbed so that there's too much nerve energy or not enough nerve energy, that kind of dysfunction can show up. People aren't bipolar because they don't have enough bipolar drugs flowing through their bloodstream. They don't have depression. They don't have all these different kinds of mental problems because they don't have enough drugs in their bloodstream. There's something else going on. It's usually two things. Number one, some sort of malnutrition that the brain isn't getting the micronutrients it needs, or the misalignment of the spine at the top of the neck that's causing an overabundance of information flowing into the brain that can't be filtered.
Okay, so I'm going to cap that conversation with this observation. I long have maintained that Donald Trump has a severe bipolar disorder. Severe. And that's why he is the way he is, at least in part. And his diet consists pretty much 100%, unless he goes to eat in Mar-a-Lago or one of his restaurants on the golf course, he eats fast food. That's what he eats. A lot of hamburgers, a lot of French fries, a lot of things that do you no nutritional good at all. And I would suspect that if you really were to do a study on this, you would find, now you just opened this idea up in my mind, but you would find that a lot of the people, if not most of the people who have a bipolar problem, if they had it to begin with, it is at least exacerbated by a horrible diet.
Absolutely.
I wonder, somebody ought to do a study at Johns Hopkins on that.
Well, Dr. Jackson, there's plenty. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but there's plenty of studies in the relationship between diet and mental illness.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right. The Miracle of the Forbidden Doctor. Check it all out online, ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's Jack's website for his NUCA side of things, the GAPS practitioner. And him also has a website, JackStockwell.com. It's the other way around, I think. GAPS is at Forbidden Doctor, and the NUCA stuff is at JackStockwell.com.
Yeah.
This is DJV Health. You can find us at DJVHealthShow.com. Jack and his podcast, he got a couple of his podcasts that he does is usually from his local radio program, which I've been encouraging him to do every day instead of, so those of you listening in Salt Lake, you can go to the stage and say, we want Jack, because he should be there more. He does a good radio program. All right, so now, and also in terms of our radio programs and how we sort of synthesize the information into a podcast. For example, the most recent discussion in podcast form at DJVHealthShow.com featuring Jack is a discussion about whether or not we should believe the, what is it, the, what do I call it, the, the confusion, the CDC is the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. The
well, they keep changing what they mean by
right.
what words they use.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I learned from somebody a long time ago an interesting phrase. If you control the language, you control the industry.
Yeah.
And
right.
as the language keeps changing from the CDC and the FDA, people are just, you know, people are, I can't believe anything they say anymore. That's what I'm hearing from my patients.
Center for Disease Confusion. Anyway, this podcast discusses why we have lost interest in providing nutritious meals for school lunches. We offer always simple treatments, fixing problems like ear infections. That information, the ingredients to fix your ears are at djvhealthshow.com. Podcast there with Dr. Jack, djvhealthshow.com, or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible with Staples Print Big Promise. Your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I want to talk for just a moment or two with you about, I'm losing my interest, frankly, in talking about COVID, and pretty much it's on a deep, steady dive into oblivion. It'll always be with us, and so we'll have, you know, depending on how you want to take care of it. I was looking back and figuring that you might want to talk about vaccines from the point of view of what we get now, whether I was curious as to whether you or your children had rubella, for example, mumps, the hepatitis shot, chickenpox shot, a whooping cough shot, diphtheria, measles, polio. Do you have all those? Have you had all those shots?
No, I've had the same thing as you. What was it? Yeah. Smallpox, polio,
all together.
And rubella, I think.
Right.
You know, when we were kids, there were just three shots.
Yeah. Well, it was all in one. They gave it to you all in one.
Well, the polio came eventually as a sugar cube. The salt.
I did it? I don't remember that.
The vaccine, the salt, yeah.
So what did we get? We had measles, rubella, mumps, and what else did we get?
Smallpox and polio.
Measles? Didn't we get a measles shot, too?
That may have showed up later. I don't think I got that. I still have the scar on my arm from the smallpox thing.
I do, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have so much in common. It's a circle with a little, it goes around and around, a little circle.
Yeah.
That you have in your arm. Yeah. All right. I remember if we talked about this before, because so many Americans have had all of these, about whether or not there's some people who don't want your children to have any of this stuff, which I think is a mistake. They got to have some of these basic vaccines. Dr. Jack, Doug Steffen, this is DJV Health. More coming up right after this word from your local station.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on the DGB Health Program. The fraud of ever-changing definitions in healthcare. All right, so this looks like a toot to me. Definitions, we were just talking about the Center for Disease Confusion. There are, three of these agencies, the FDA, National Institute of Health, CDC. What am I missing? Is there one more?
Well, that's the three majors right there.
And how many, did you see, there was an interview done by a congressman of a fellow who works for the National Institute of Health. They were going through the budgets of all of these government agencies, and we're talking about trillions of dollars by the time we're done with the FDA, the CDC, hundreds of billions for each of them. But I wondered if people really knew, A, how much money was being spent by them, or how much money was being spent by the taxpayer to support them, and B, how much interaction they have with each other, which seems to be none. And so how much overlap is there that we're paying for? I guess maybe that's...
Well, also, how much money are they making?
Making.
They're making. The FDA
How are
owns,
they making money?
The FDA owns scores of vaccines. The CDC owns scores of vaccines.
You mean they bought
vaccines.
The patents for them? Is that
they,
what you're
they created them. They own the patents, and they sell these vaccines.
What
they
would be an example of that?
They both make billions of dollars a year in vaccine sales.
What are some of the things that they own and that we don't know about?
Well, some of the rubella, some of the measles, some of the hepatitis, some of the more exotic stuff that if you travel overseas, especially Africa or South America, they own an awful lot of these vaccines and produce billions of dollars every year in revenue that comes directly into those agencies.
Wow. Who
yeah,
did that?
Wow.
I guess if I didn't know it, I may have known it before, but I have forgotten about it.
So, talk about the fox in the hen house.
Yeah, it's corruption.
Of course they're going to promote this stuff.
Yeah, corruption on top of corruption.
And then Fauci owns stock in Moderna.
Yeah,
for crying out loud.
But, you know, you go through this list with Congress and the number of people who bought and sold stock in hundreds of millions of dollars. And
sure.
The Senate and the House. And they trade a lot of it on health stocks, these drug companies. And they know ahead of time what's going to be approved and what isn't going to be approved. What a can of worms. Really, it is. It's a
can of corruption.
Of worms, yeah, exactly.
Well, you figure out who really owns the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Not the constituency back home.
But we have where it's like we're shoveling against the, it's like the Dutch boy in the finger in the dike. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, look at the amount. What do we have for exposure here? Maybe 1 million people a week listen to this program if we have our fingers crossed and cross our legs and hope to die with sage being thrown over our shoulder. And yet, that much in terms of dollars is spent every hour advertising drugs on television and the radio. Look at the amount of money that is spent. You cannot watch a mainstream network without seeing a drug ad, at least one, in every spot break. And it's for everything. I mean, you name it, you've got stuff being promoted for diseases you never heard of.
Well, that's
and
it.
If you were exposed to melanoma.
And you know why this happens? You know, they obviously want to sell the drug that they're advertising. But the major thing is to get in the public mindset. If you have a problem, we have a drug.
Yeah, that's it.
Always
and that's the message.
Drugs first.
You know, radio expertise, fortunately, I guess I've had so many years in it, I get the message pretty simple. It's frequency and reach. The more times you tell people the same thing, or even listen to your mother, she told you the same thing over and over. Ooh. Did it finally sink in? The more you extend the message, and the more often you repeat it, that's what people remember. Whether it's true or it's not true, that's what they remember.
Yes.
So something to think about. More from Dr. Jack Stockwell next half hour. This hour of DJV Health coming right up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday, calling on solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four people killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland after the aircraft disappeared on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The U.S. has sent Taiwan $100 million in Patriot missile defense systems.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan, aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Marsha Blackburn sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday expressing what she called grave concerns about the department's program that could reportedly use taxpayer money to distribute crack pipes to drug addicts. The Washington Beacon initially reported on the program, noting the department would prioritize applicants in underserved communities as defined under one of President Biden's executive orders. An HHS spokesperson reportedly told the Beacon the grants would fund smoking kits with pipes for users to smoke crystal meth, crack cocaine, and any illicit substances. Jane Campion's Gothic Western, The Power of the Dog, leads all nominees for this year's Oscars. Streaming services dominated Hollywood's top honors. Dune followed closely behind in nominations. The Oscars will be held in Los Angeles on March 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back to the Forbidden Doctor at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can order your long-life energy enzymes. Jack and Mary have created a number of products. Some of them have come to the market. Some of them haven't. Most popular in my read is the long-life energy enzymes. And I noticed that you had on the Forbidden Doctor website a testimonial from a woman who had stage 4 colon cancer. Why would the ingredients in long-life energy enzymes be good for that? What happened?
Well,
to her?
Because it's loaded with a couple of very powerful enzymes, trypsin and chymotrypsin, pancreatic enzymes, that have an awful lot to do with the digestion of your food. But when you're not eating and your stomach is empty and nothing is moving through the small intestine, the pancreas is still releasing those enzymes into the bloodstream because they target stuff that doesn't belong. One of the ways they diagnose pancreatic problems is they'll, in a blood draw, they're looking for elevated pancreatic enzymes in the bloodstream that should not be there. And that way they know that there's something wrong with the pancreas besides CT scans or anything else. Now, in a normal state, normal blood draw, you're going to have a certain level of these pancreatic enzymes, even though they're not digesting food. They're flowing through the bloodstream looking for what anatomists call not self, something that doesn't belong there. Now, whether it's some infective thing that's taking place or even cancer. Now, most cancer cells do not know you're there, and your body doesn't know that they're there. But these two enzymes know that they're there. Part of the thing about cancer is people, you know, why didn't my body get rid of that? Why didn't my immune system get rid of that?
Because
the cancer cells have a decoy mechanism to hide from that stuff. But they can't hide from chemotrypsin and chymotrypsin. I mean, trypsin and chymotrypsin. So that's what these enzymes are loaded with. So this lady heard about us, and she came in, and I said, listen, I'm not an oncologist. I'm not a cancer doctor. But we've had great success in supporting the work your oncologist is doing, and you would take these things along with what he's doing, or he, she, but you make sure he knows you're doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm just supporting you nutritionally. I'm not treating your cancer.
So, all right. So to go from the enzymes to other things like minerals in general, we always talk about vitamins, but we don't give much time. I know that Standard Process and through your office at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can get some of these minerals because minerals are important. They are really as important,
well, they are.
Or more important than vitamins. So what among them is the most important? Which minerals do we absolutely have to have? Like you've been telling me for years that zinc, and certainly during this whole pandemic thing, I took tons of zinc because it's equated with the proper working of your immune system.
Yes.
So what else goes in that same kettle?
Well, there's at least 84 identified minerals.
Really?
That are in the body,
you mean
to some
chart,
degree or another.
Periodic chart of whatever that
yeah.
stuff is.
Yeah. Well, it's almost almost all the minerals, except you know, even some radioactive material can be detected inside the body because it comes into us through our food.
Hmm.
That's how we get minerals. Now, vitamins are the vehicle that brings a mineral into its job. A vitamin is like a car. The minerals are what's inside that car. And when we load ourselves up with vitamins, but we're missing those minerals, we're just wasting our money. That's why we use vitamins that are coming from food. You know, the Standard Process stuff that we use.
Yeah, right.
Because it's loaded with minerals as well. So to say what is the most important, there is one mineral in the body that has a gland to regulate its level in the bloodstream. No other mineral is regulated this way. The kidney has an incredible function when the urine or your blood is passing through the kidney through its filtration device. There is a special it's called the loop of Henle, and there's millions of them in each of your kidneys, that at certain points of that loop, based on what the body needs, what the brain is registering, it will let minerals out or it will keep minerals in that will pass through the filter back into the bloodstream. But there's one mineral, calcium, that has a gland to regulate its body because almost every system inside the human body is calcium dependent. And if you're not getting enough calcium, your body will take it out of your bones. Your heart won't beat without calcium. Minerals, your muscles will not contract or relax without calcium. Your nervous system cannot send signals without calcium. Your nails, your hair, your skin will not grow or repair without calcium. You can't say that for all the other minerals. But there's others that are very important as well. Sodium's important. Chloride is important. Iron, copper, zinc, as you said. There's over 300 enzymes that are dependent on zinc. And if we're not getting these minerals, and that's why we were talking a little bit earlier, part of the problem with sickness and mental health is the malnutrition that causes these mineral deficiencies to show up in your body.
It's always about food. It's always about the quality of what you're putting into your body.
Amen.
And with that, I remind people who are listening, in case they haven't heard it, as sort of a public service, there are always recalls. I can't remember a week when there wasn't some screaming from the heights about something, salmonella, listeria, E. coli, and the latest in that department are fruits and veggies from Dole that are packaged in those plastic whatever you want, bags.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get, and see, why people ask, what's dangerous about Listeria or Salmonella or E. coli? You can
just
give
get
us
it.
30.
Just get it.
Yeah, right, you'll see.
Well, those things are in our gut all the time. The problem is when you get an overgrowth of them, that's the trouble.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell, we continue. I want to talk a little more about minerals as we have time, or maybe we've done an amazing, incredible job. We don't have to spend any more time.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that lady and the minerals and the enzymes and the fact that her cancer
she's all
is
set now.
Yeah.
Right? I was going to ask you what her prognosis was. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here. Continuing with the genius of Jack, I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health with Calitrin on our minds. You have gained weight. I know you have. Everybody has. With very few exceptions. You can look around in a room. You can go to work. You can go to church. You can go to school. You can go everywhere. Everyone has put on pounds. So now let's do something for everyone that can help. The product that is the absolute best at that is Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Fabulous, because the people who put this together are fabulous doctors and nurses. They probably sound like Trump a little bit. Fabulous, everything's fabulous, but this is, and they are. The team that's there now at toploss.com to support the sale of Calitrin and your usage of it, the success stories are endless when you go to toploss.com. That's pretty simple. I mean, there's no secret really here. There are three ingredients that unlock your body's potential to restore itself to looking and feeling and having you be as you were. You can check out all kinds of verified reviews at toploss.com. Check out the ingredients as to what is in Calitrin, collagen protein, aloe vera, the digestive enzymes that are all a part of it. As Jack has explained, the enzymes are very important. They break down the proteins, increase amino acids in the blood, and you're just going to be better off. You get a higher metabolism, weight loss benefits, because metabolism burns off the fat and helps you lose the weight and keep it off. That's what you want. Keep it off, specifically with Calitrin, the all-natural formula, nothing but good for you and your system and your body and your family's body. Everybody can be on it. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, after you've ordered the product, which has, by the way, a money-back guarantee, use the discount code DJV for the $90.90 special right now, and to involve yourself in the Get Fit contest. Get Fit for 2022. Big contest, good prizes. Look at the website, toploss.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I know you wanted to spend a little bit more time, Jack, talking about this lady who came in. She has stage 4 colon cancer. And so you want to continue? What did you suggest, or where do we go ahead?
Yeah, she's a longtime patient, and I've been taking care of her for migraines. And I don't see her very often because, you know, what I do is very good for migraines. But she notices after a bowel movement there's all kinds of blood in the toilet. So she goes to the oncologist. The oncologist said, ma'am, I wish we had caught you a year or so ago, but you got stage 4. Cancer in your colon, and we're going to take your colon out. She said, wait a second. let's get serious here. Well, we are serious, man. If we don't take care of this, you will be dead. It's going to kill you. Stage 4 will kill you. So she comes to me, and I said, listen, your oncologist is right. Your chances right now are very, very slim, but there is one thing you can try and do. And it was a very heavy dose. It was 10 enzymes in the morning and 10 at night. I wanted to stick 10 in the middle of the day and do 30 of these things a day because there's a long history of these kinds of enzymes being used over the last more than 100 years for this very reason. So I don't see her for a month. She comes back in and she says the bleeding stopped. Well, that's great. What did the oncologist say? Well, we just did a colonoscopy, and there's a rather sizable tumor in there. I said, does it hurt? She said, well, there are times when I feel it, but it's definitely interrupting my bowel movements, and I've got to do enemas and stuff like this. And then I said, well, keep doing what you're doing, but I want you to throw in all these minerals on top of it and make sure your oncologist knows what I told you. Well, it got to the point where the oncologist said, ma'am, it's to the point now where we have to load you up on these chemotherapy drugs, and if that doesn't work, we're going to do surgery and massive radiation. And she says, no, I don't want to do that. So he said, well, I'm not going to take care of you. She says, but look, I'm feeling better. I'm going back to work. I have strength. The bleeding has stopped. And so he wants to know what she's doing. He tells her, he says, well, that's not going to make a damn bit of difference. Last time I saw her was about 3 weeks ago, I think. And cheeks are pink again. Mm-hmm. And she's back to work. She has no pain. The tumor, I said, what did the last CT scan show? She said, well, the tumor's there, but my body is walling it off. Well, I said, well, eventually it'll be dissolved by the enzymes. But in the meantime, it looks like you're going to survive. She says, yes, I haven't felt this good in 10 years.
Isn't that good?
So just lots of the enzymes and a lot of minerals.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Yeah.
That's such a great story. All right. And how much of it, the role of vitamins and minerals and other things and enzymes, we were talking about the most needed one. I take potassium and magnesium along with zinc. They have different functions,
yeah.
But I think they're pretty amazing, actually.
Well, they are, and you can't function without them.
No.
See, now, she had been doing what I told her to do 30 years ago. She never would have had cancer.
No.
But she had the standard American diet,
yeah.
Mostly overprocessed foods.
Yep.
That had very little nutrition in them.
What's the old word? The wise is sufficient. You'd like to think that was the
mm-hmm.
case.
Yeah.
Listen to Dr. Ken. He is a wise man, and he has great ideas. You can check him out. You can, you know, it's a balance. By the way, if you want to know what's going on in your body, Jack and Mary do these symptom surveys with their
yes.
staff, available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So when you go in to order the Long Life Energy Enzymes, use Doug, and you get 15% off that. That's
yes.
the code, Doug, D-R-U-G, and take the symptom survey. You'll find that your life is better for having done that. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here at 10 before the hour on DJV Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Past the hour, DJV Health Time. Dr. Jackson Stockwell is here in all of his glory to bring us up to date on yet another important item, maybe a couple of items, depending on how much time I talk and how much time he talks. I get criticized by some of his patients and listeners to us in Salt Lake City because they say I talk too much. Mm-hmm. What about, huh?
That's not limited to Salt Lake.
Oh, thank you, Jack. That's St. George's, maybe they'd say the same thing.
In Alaska. My right. Listeners in Alaska say, why doesn't he let you talk more? What's his show, okay, for Pete's sake?
All right. Scientists said 5G. Victoria, listen up. Those of you who have said, oh, there's Doug again, going off on a wild goose chase, talking about something that he really doesn't know anything about, trying to get everybody upset and worked up and full of fear. So I'm going to stand aside now, or move aside, for Jack to come in and tell you what he's learned about wireless radiation, which includes, but is not limited to, 5G. All right, Jack? Take it away.
Well, a recent study, a combined study out of the University of Southern California as well as Harvard, are noticing that the 5G is affecting not only human beings but animals as well. And so there is an urgency for more care to be given to this. Now, let me give you a good example. I had a patient really get it the other day when I was talking about this. You remember you could take a magnifying glass. And you can read fine print.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also take that magnifying glass in the sunlight, mm-hmm, and focus it in such a way you can set anything on fire with a tiny little beam of light that magnifying glass concentrates into a very small area, mm-hmm, so that you have all that energy of the wide glass down to a pinpoint and you can burn wood. And maybe even burn more than that. That's what happens when you get this 5G kind of stuff. From 2G to 3G, on up to 5G, now they're experimenting with 6G, is they're taking a wider band of the electromagnetic field and narrowing it down lower and lower to a smaller and smaller space of much greater strength and energy.
Focus. Yep.
They're focusing it to a greater strength of energy. Now, I think most people understand that we are electrical beings, and we have, on a millivolt, a milliamp basis, we have voltage moving through the body all the time, through our synapses and through cell-to-cell communication. There's an electrical signal inside the body that should not be interfered with, because that focused energy will penetrate the skin. Now, you know they have those crowd dispersing units. Yeah, you haven't seen much. We should have seen a lot of it last year, but we didn't. Those crowd dispersing units where they can put this beam throughout the crowd and everybody's skin feels like it's on fire and they run for cover. Now, they have those, and a lot of larger cities have them. They're just not using
like
them because they're so horrible.
Yeah.
But
like
they exist.
Yeah. And isn't it a taser or something like that, too?
Well, a taser is direct electrical contact. It's direct current.
But
it's extremely high voltage, very high voltage, but low
amperage. So use your imagination, though. Think about what you can see a taser doing, and then multiply that by whatever exponentially that you want to, and not be able to see it, but still it's doing the same sort of thing, maybe not as directly or as loudly, or as forcefully, but it still is impacting your body, and who wants that?
Well, that's it. And it's to the point now where major airlines are saying, keep these things away from the airports.
Yeah,
they will affect our electrical...
They've given up. But there are certain planes, like the 777 that Boeing has, that they've had a tough time working around this. They had to do...
Well, the 737 MAX.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago that was in the news. The important thing is that we are dealing with forces that Mother Nature
evil.
Did not create.
Forces of evil. That's right.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't, you know, whether it's evil or not.
I think it's evil.
The 1996 Telecommunications Act, passed when Clinton was president, clearly states you cannot stand in the way of telecommunication instrumentation installation.
No. The federal government, that happened, by
even
the way.
Even on your house.
All right. So here's an example of that, quickly. If you have a cell tower going up next to your house and you protest, the people in the town or the city will tell you you have no basis because the feds say you can put a tower wherever they say you can put a tower.
That's right.
So there, food for thought. How about that, boys and girls? Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by Calitrin, which works to help keep your body in good shape. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin, 59 past the hour.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means... always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.